episode 37 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode, we spun the wheel for Category E and got N-Drive. Pronouncing that right, right?
I don't know.
Apparently it's a multimedia project in Japan that features an anime, which is obviously what we watched, a smartphone app called N-Drive X Fragments. The anime series is by Brainsbase? Yeah, Brain?
Yes.
Alright. Directed by Keiji Goto, written by Toko Machida. Definitely did that wrong. Aired on April 2nd, 2016. The smartphone game was released November 2016.
Oh, so this is a relatively newer anime. I didn't
know
that.
I figured it was newer just from the art style. And probably nothing else because it's pretty terrible everywhere else. It's not super visually pleasing, but it doesn't look like it's dated.
No, it doesn't look terrible, but it is pretty bad.
Yeah, we were due for a bad one.
Oh yeah, I call it coming into this
one. You did. Did you mention the podcast?
I don't know
if he did, but he definitely mentioned it after the podcast.
I knew because when we first started this podcast, the first like four we had medium to terrible ones, and then on E we got Eden of the East. So
and F, which is at the end of this is going to be the next category. We got Fantastic Children.
Yeah. So I mean,
happy that's not in there anymore.
So we got Eden of the East for E, which was really good. But this time around, we got moderate to good anime up to E. So I knew we were going to get one bad one.
Yeah, I mean it's not super super terrible. It's not worth your time, that's for sure, but it's also not good in any way.
I got the feeling it felt like a 14-year-old who thought he was really good at writing a fantasy thing wrote this, and because you could just tell by the extremeness of the sexism going both ways in this.
Oh, yeah.
And just,
it's not super overly fanservice-y, though.
No, there's
tits everywhere. There is one character that has her tits falling out.
But the one girl is into shopping.
Yes,
and
yeah.
The guy guys are arguing and they have to fight to get along.
Yeah, the only way they can convey their emotions is by punching each other.
Yeah, there's no depth to the characters at all.
The main character suffers from main character syndrome. He's oblivious to everything.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at everything. The only thing he doesn't suffer from in the normal main character syndrome is being subject to every woman's desire, which is surprising. Like, there aren't women falling over him, is
no,
what I'm
because,
saying.
But there was also homoerotic tones to this, too. That's true. So.
I guess they went that route.
Yeah, they went that way instead of the love interest route.
Anyway, premise.
You're the premise guy.
Yeah, but you usually say it.
Okay, premise.
There we go. See, now it feels normal.
Okay.
Premise is, it's set in normal day Japan in the very first episode, very first seconds of the first episode.
That's what I'm
saying. Because it switches pretty soon. Just a normal teenage guy, apparently, I forget his name, I don't want to know it.
Shun,
I guess.
I think so.
He's into rocks and geodes because his mother was an archaeologist.
Yes.
And decided to retire, I guess, to raise him.
I guess. I don't know.
And, we don't really know why, but she retired for some reason. And, he goes to see his dad, who's a scientist, and his dad's busy with something, so he's in his office, and he picks up this special little gem rock thing that's sitting on this pedestal, and when he grabs it, it transports him to another world, which isn't another world, it's a world inside our world, like Journey to the Center of the Earth type thing.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. It's ended about 1,000 times, too.
End something, right? Because it has to do with N-Drive and the keyboard. Endora? Endora, that's it.
Endora.
That's
definitely it. I think that's what it was called.
And they have sunlight down there, and they explain...
No, not really.
Not really. They explain that the sunlight comes in through the North Pole, but it goes through this gem before it gets to them or something.
Yeah.
It's an odd
thing. And the jet hangs in the sky, and there's a sky.
Yeah, there's a sky. They have their own atmosphere.
Apparently. Yeah, and their own world. It's a fantasy world filled with monsters.
Yeah, there's monsters down there. There's also another type of humanoid. I forget what they're called, but they're like animals, pretty much.
Yeah.
Animal-humanoid people.
Yeah, they're animoids.
So, yeah, he shows up there, and when he shows up, he's in a dungeon. He's in a cell, more specifically. And across the little aisle, there's another cell, and there's a prince in there. You don't know he's a prince for a little while.
No, actually,
maybe find out in the beginning. I don't know.
They don't meet until they show you the whole prince story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where he tries to kill his father.
Yeah.
The prince tries to kill his father, the king, and then he gets thrown in the dungeon.
And then some guards come.
And then they meet. And then they...
Well, they escape. They escape the cells because...
they materialize.
Shu materializes weapon out of his chest.
They all materialize swords out of their chest.
At least it's not like a big Sailor Moon type thing like in the last one.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
But I think
they could have made a whole transformation process out of this.
I still read a watch.
Happy they didn't.
That.
Probably. At least then there's Death's story. If nothing else, they cut that.
But, yeah.
So, you know, the weapon is... A sword comes out of Shu, the main character, and it's a big, weird-looking sword that's too big. Yeah, and he cuts through the cell.
I really got the feeling that a 14-year-old wrote this, because there's at certain points, the weapons evolve.
Yeah, which would have been okay.
And then there's
just stupid and cheesy. There's
this one girl who has a dragon, which is her material, and her dragon evolves. And then
you're right. Good.
And then the dragon evolves, and, you know...
You find out.
We play Pokemon for a little while.
We do, but we also find out the dragon is her dad.
Yeah, and it talks. So the dragon talks. You think of a fantasy trope,
evolves that her dragon, who is her weapon type thing, it evolves into Flareon. Flareon from Pokemon. Flareon.
Yeah, that's true.
Rolled my eyes so goddamn
because
hard.
Because it was a fire dragon. Because dragons don't breathe fire in this world. They only breathe ice, apparently. Except hers was a fire one, yeah. That's later, much, much later.
Oh, that's towards the end, yeah.
We're just jumping around, because this one, there's really not much to talk about.
Yeah, there's really not a whole other story. So it ends up him partnering up with Prince Pris. Emilio, I think his name is.
Emilio's the name. Shun is the other guy.
He's
really good with his materializing sword.
Yeah.
And uses...
But he doesn't know how to use
it. Uses the wind scar. Uses wind scar to open up the cells, which they only use, like, twice throughout the whole show for some reason. And then they're on the run.
They're on the run. But they eventually team up to help find Shun's way out of this world. And at the same time, Prince Pris wants to kill the king.
Yeah.
The king is his stepfather, who is, you find out towards the very, very end, is Shun's actual father.
So the family dynamics in this is really, really unnecessarily complicated.
Yeah.
So Prince Emilio's dad is the king.
Was the king.
Is the current king, but it's actually his stepdad. The former king was the current king. King's brother, and Emilio's actual father, which makes the current king really his uncle. However, the uncle is actually Shun's real father.
Which you don't find out to the very end. Shun thinks his real father is a human.
Is a human scientist. That's
the scientist dude that we spoke about earlier.
And so, which makes Emilio and Shun cousins.
Yes, which you find out last, like, three episodes or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, which I called from the very beginning.
But yeah, it was very televised. You knew that they were related somehow, mainly because, for multiple reasons, but mainly because Shun has that weapon inside of him. Mm-hmm. So you know he has to be from this world because top dwellers can't summon one.
Right. Or, I mean, either they were related or they were in a romantic relationship because that's the way it was.
It could have been off screen.
It looked like that's where it was going for a little while there, the way they kept fighting with each other.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they went, then they got in a fist fight and he said, "This is how men communicate."
Oh,
it was so great and annoying.
Yeah, extremely sexist.
Uh-huh. On both sides.
On both sides, for sure, yeah. There's definitely sexism against the ladies.
No, well, I'm just saying, it's at least it was on both sides. It's just,
discrimination.
This person didn't have ill intent with his sexism. He just didn't know how to write.
Yeah.
He fell into stereotypes.
Yeah, so anyway, they go on their quest to get Shun back, and Prince Pris wants to kill his stepdad, and they end up teaming up with
Resistance group?
Yes, thank you. I couldn't find the word. The resistance group. But don't know if I remember.
Before that, they meet the prince's friend, I guess. The girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. His friend.
Not actual girlfriend, but kind of the girlfriend.
Yeah, at the very end, I think she becomes his girlfriend.
But not really, because they don't really show anything.
Yeah, it's not on screen.
There is really no romanticism.
Surprisingly.
I
would say is refreshing, but I was kind of missing it.
Yeah, a little bit. Because at least it would have brought something to it. Yes,
would have had a little more depth.
And that we also meet the professor guy, which is also complicated because he was the prince's teacher, but he looked at him as a father figure.
Yeah,
so
he's got a lot of father figures.
So this is really, really, there's just a lot going on. We're unnecessarily going on.
Boring.
Oh,
I don't really care too much about it.
No. The first half of the series is just them walking through this fantasy world.
Yeah, just walking.
Fighting monsters.
Yeah, random shit happens. You end up fairly early on, you find this lion animal guy that works for the king. His stepfather.
Right.
And lo and behold, he's one of the bigger enemies throughout the whole show.
Yeah, the only really bigger enemy throughout the whole show.
Well, besides Shun's dad, but that's really
but
just
you
the
don't
last
find
episode.
You don't find out that until the last few episodes.
Yeah, and he's really only like an enemy they fight in the last one, I think.
Well, everything's solved very easily in this, too. Yeah, like, instantly.
It's a typical one-dimensional anime.
Like, there is this, the little girl shows up, and she's an assassin. Apparently, little orphan kids who develop powers get trained and broken, and are turned into assassins. And so they go and she tries to kill the prince because that's what she was ordered to do. She's stopped by the leader of the resistance and touches her face, breaks her collar, and all of a sudden she's loyal to him forever and ever. Yeah, like,
it's bad.
Out of nowhere, it's like...
Like, you could have done that, but it could have been better.
Yeah, you should have been justified a little more. Like, she shouldn't have been, like...
Like, maybe there was something beholden to her, then that's why she's working for them.
Right.
And then they could have fixed that. They could have done something more than just breaking her collar.
The backstory was too dark for the simplicity of what they wanted to do, so it was just like, nothing really works in this show.
Yeah, that's about right. A little further on, they're with the Resistance group, and they go to the king. They go to the castle and everything. Well, before that, the Resistance group goes to another island and recruits some of the animal people,
right? Yeah, the animal people. And they're not actually all on the way to the castle. They're almost to the way to this place called Babel, which is apparently a teleporter leads to the surface world, but kind of doesn't, everything that's the show is kind of here, kind of there. This episode, we're doing this. This episode, we're doing that.
Like, the overarching plot is them, like I said, trying to get you back and get killed the king. But there's a lot of one-shot episodes that don't flow with anything else.
Yeah, it's just like one episode, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to do this instead.
So they end up killing the king.
No. The lion ends up killing the king.
There you go. The lion ends up killing the king.
Yeah. Oh, and the fights in this are terrible.
Yeah, they're not, well, I mean, I would say choreographed, but it's not live action. I guess it's still choreographed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because you have to, like, tell the artist how to draw their arms and everything.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. They're just wildly swinging
their
weapons.
It's just drawn terribly. Like, it's like stilted action going on.
Yeah.
Like, one person, they show one person swinging the sword over and over again, like it was the same frames.
Mm-hmm. So, what was kind of interesting is sometimes you'll see someone do an attack, and the way it's set up with the animation, they're doing their attack for multiple seconds, and you see the person receiving the attack literally just stand there and wait.
Yeah.
It's not like they're trying to make you perceive the attack is really fast, so they can't react to it. It's done slowly, but not slow-mo, like it's just attacking slow. Like, well, you have time to react to that.
Well,
react.
Think of it, honestly, it reminded me of the 1960s Batman TV show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. We're waiting our turn.
It's like a Final Fantasy, you know what I mean?
It's turn-based.
It's turn-based RPG.
That's what I wanted to bring up. Before I went into, bad fantasy novel, I was like, this is like a failed video game concept. Mm-hmm. Because you get your six characters that you get together, and they're just going through this fantasy world, going from plot point to plot point. You get distracted with side quests here. Mm-hmm. It's just a bad fantasy video game.
Yeah.
So
anyway, the king dies, and they kind of like, king's gone, but Emilio doesn't really want to take the throne yet, but kind of is. So he's in charge of the Kingsguard and stuff, but doesn't really take leadership role yet.
Yeah, and so...
They're just going to surrounding towns for a few episodes, making peace and keeping people safe.
Because they went to the Babel to try to get Chun home, but the teleporter didn't work, and the lion bad guy kind of went in instead and got killed, you think, and then he gets mutated.
He got damaged.
Mutated into the shadow thing that looked really...
Half shadow, half humanoid.
At the end of the show, this shadow thing looked so cheesy.
It
looked like a Pac-Man ghost or something.
Yeah, like these weird blob ghosty things.
It was really, really like, I was laughing at it.
Just designed something. Yeah. Google it. Like, steal someone else's art. Would have been better.
it literally looked like one of the Pac-Man ghosts, just black.
No, that's it. Yeah, nail on the head.
I think that's where they stole it from.
Probably. That's probably what they stole it from. Yeah, so that happens, and then, like I said, they go on, to go to a few towns, and they try to help people. And
yeah, they do, peace. Like...
None of this matters.
They do, like, two episodes of that, and then they spend the rest of it.
And then they're sort of in the castle looking at stuff. They fight the lion guy a little bit. He gets away. And then they
it kind of just meanders there at the end.
Yeah, it's a little slow. And then there's some sort of hijink. Then they go to the top side.
Emilio and you know what? Emilio and Shun fall down in that pit in the dungeon and meet that lizard guy.
Yeah, when they meet the lizard guy, that's when...
He never comes back, does he?
No, I was going to bring that up.
I just huge realized. Puzzle.
Well, I guess he's stuck in the bottom of the pit and he can't get out, so it is sort of irrelevant. It's not really a loose end. He can't get out.
I guess. But they just introduced that guy and just left him down there. Okay.
Yeah. I was wondering, how long has he been down there? He's got to be hungry.
Yeah. Apparently he's been down there for a long, long time.
So they end up going topside, and they find out that Shun's father, not his real father, the scientist, the person we think is his father up until this point, we find out that he's the one that went into Endora and...
Mm-hmm.
Ended up not killing the king, but the king died.
No, he killed the king.
Did he kill the king?
He shot the original king.
He shot and killed him then. And then Shun's real father had to take over, because, royalty and all that.
Yes, well, apparently he found... down Endora and allows the people to use their magical sword weapons that come out of their chest is these things called warp particles. The scientist is stealing the warp particles from Endora and giving it to Earth to make it, and he's using the warp particles to make the surface dwellers more easier. They don't know, ever explain how,
no,
how or what he's exactly doing.
Maybe it's fixing climate change. I don't know. That actually would have been a great response.
Yeah, I mean,
that would have added a huge level of depth to Shun's father, not father,
right,
doing a bad thing for a good reason.
Because he keeps justifying his reasons. Well, I'm killing this world, this underground world, so that us up here have a better life.
But they never explain what those war particles are doing.
No,
in the
explain
that.
They just make him out to be the bad guy. Oh, and Shun got sick as a baby, so they gave it to the hint to the scientist so he
to bring to the top side
because they had better medical advances. Yeah. And he kidnaps him. Yeah. It keeps him.
Now, wasn't his wife pregnant?
Yeah, they lost the kid.
That's what I thought. I missed that. Yeah. But, like, I was watching, and I'm like, she was what happened to the kid?
Yeah, she lost it. So, that was the whole point of the king in the first half of the show. They make him out to be this bad guy, and he's trying to get Babel to activate this tower to go back to the surface. But you find out,
he's doing it to get his son back and to stop what's his face.
Yeah, so he was the good guy throughout the whole thing, and they made him out to be a bad guy.
And they still killed
him. I mean, I didn't really get mad about that because if you didn't kill him, there wouldn't be a story. It's like
for sure.
If you it's like
that's got to be the only level of depth in this show.
Yeah, like it's like if you ever watch the first season of Thrones, Sean Bean's character dies at the
spoiler alert. Some people haven't seen
it. It's been 10 years. Get over it. So he dies at the end, and I stopped watching it because he was my favorite character.
He was my favorite character. Oh,
and then
he was so good in that first season.
I was like, I was done with it after that. But then I was like, after a little while, I thought about it. It's like be no show if they're gonna die there.
Yeah.
So I went back and tackled it again. Same thing kind of here, but this is nowhere near Game of Thrones.
Oh, God, no.
But it's a similar concept. You can't have a show without the king dying.
Yeah, all right.
Without that mystery going forward.
And then, you know, they end up killing his father.
Well, yeah, because
But then they have to destroy this crystal that lets you go back and forth. So the only crystal that's left is inside Shun, which apparently only has one use left.
So Shun's father pretends is...
Oh, by the way, he's Doc Ock from Spider-Man.
Okay.
he took Emilio's father's warp weapon thing and put it inside himself, which was a long greatsword, somehow translates to four tentacles.
Yeah, I don't know.
That didn't make any sense.
Speaking of which, Shun's father, Emilio's real father, he was, the scientist killed him because apparently he was, like, power hungry. He figured he wanted...
So he was the real guy. Besides Shun's dad.
He was the real, real bad guy. And then, so that's why he killed him. And then Shun...
Yeah, he wanted, like, guns and shit.
So Shun's dad also claimed that he loves Shun, and he's doing all this for Shun. But in the end, he's like, all right, I'm killing you instead if you won't join my side, so...
Yeah, and then at the very end, you know, they kill Shun's dad. They break the crystal so he can warp back and play more.
I'm gonna break the...
Well, they hit it a couple times.
Oh, the actual giant crystal.
Yeah.
I thought you meant when Shun gets back up to the surface.
Well, before he gets back to the surface, Endora, and whether or not he wants to back to the surface, somehow he can control it now.
Yeah, he can control everything.
It's a lot of things they don't explain.
He can't control a lot of things, and yet he ends up controlling them like in two episodes anyway. Yeah. So.
But he ends up making the decision to go back to the top side. Somehow he knows, even though they don't explain it, that his crystal only has one charge left.
I missed that part.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't explain it at all.
Oh, okay.
So, but you find out when he eventually does go back, the crystal falls out of him and it breaks.
Yeah.
So that was its one charge.
Because the crystals apparently go inside you in the tune piece.
Anyway, but he decides to go back to Earth to go see his mom. That's not his mom.
That
kidnapped him knowingly instead of staying with actual family.
But at the same time,
I mean, I'd want to go back too because technology.
Yeah.
not having a shit in a hole in the ground.
It's not like they treated him terribly. They raised him pretty good.
I guess.
And it's not like that's who he
is. No, but still finding out that your parents kidnapped you. I don't know if I'd want to. I wouldn't immediately want to go back to them.
Yeah, no, but at the same...
That's going to take some time, though.
But, true, but if you don't know how... Apparently, you probably would have been stuck there.
Why not? This thing has a charge. Stay there for a couple weeks, then go back. They didn't have to do it right then. And if they did have to do it right then and there, they didn't explain it.
I'm just saying, I think I would have went back.
I think I probably would have eventually.
Because I don't think I would.
Let's kick our feet up and be king.
I don't think I want to stay in medieval times with monsters.
Like, you're, I mean, I guess he wouldn't be the king because his cousin would have been king. But still, you're high up there on the rung there. In the entire world.
But they don't have running
you're
water.
You're second in command. You're right. But with Shun's knowledge of basic, even just basic human knowledge, not actually studying any of it, you could change the entire.
I don't have video games.
Right, fine, whatever. You know what you could do, which would be interesting? Any book you've read, any video game you know, any story you know, you could pass off as something.
True, but you're already rich in the royalty. What do you need to do it for?
To go down as a legend.
Already
a legend. I'm not saying you that.
He just
terrible.
Saved the world.
Serious plagiarism.
He just saved the world.
Yeah, I guess.
What does he need to
I'm
do?
I'm talking about a super...
No.
Anyway, what do you give it? I think of it. I don't know if I go lower than three because...
No, it's not...
It's watchable. It's just not very good.
Yeah.
And it's not super terrible either.
I got... I kind of hate
it. Yeah, that. I didn't like it at all.
But it's objective.
All right, guys. So next episode is category.
Yeah, I was about to say, we didn't spin the wheel yet. We don't know what the next episode is.
So let's spin the wheel.
Applause!
No applause. No applause. Fate Stay Night, maybe? TJ's Choice?
That's
so update me on what TJ's Choice is. That within this category?
Yeah, it's within the category.
Okay, so we're going to pause right now and give TJ a chance to go to the category. Now, only looking through the names, and then he'll pick.
Yeah.
Give us one moment.
All right, we're going to do Full Metal Panic.
Full Metal Panic?
Yeah.
All right, I guess I talked him into it.
I never saw it before, and it's kind of one
It's slightly mechy.
Yeah, I think.
Slightly.
But it's one of those ones that you hear about that...
Have you heard about it before?
I've heard about it, but I don't know what it is at all.
I think if you're going to like a mech show, I've seen it. I love Full Metal. I think if you're going to like a mech show, you'll probably like
it. Well, it's like one of those ones, like Fist of the North Star is on here, but when you watched the Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, which is a recap of Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like one of those animes that if you're going to do an anime review show... You should probably get to it at some point, so you might as well get it out of the way now. Honestly, it was either between this, Full Metal Alchemist, which we've both seen.
Yeah, and I've seen it to death.
We've both seen
it. It's good. Not saying it's bad or anything. It's fantastic, but I have seen it to death.
I really didn't want to watch the whole series again at that Our Brotherhood. Or I was actually looking at Fairy Tale, I heard about too, which was interesting.
I've seen quite a bit of it. It's good. I don't know if I'd put it up there with other shonens.
Yeah, and,
it's not Naruto level. It's not One Piece.
And that's
not quite
that's another thing. I don't want to have another 180 episodes.
Oh, and that'll do that to
this,
you.
Another 180 episode one. And the other one I was looking at was Final Fantasy Unlimited.
I don't even know what that is.
Because I actually own that anime.
Do you?
And never watched it. So, yeah, we'll do Full Metal Panic, though.
All right, guys. Next episode.
Oh, wait. There's something else I want to do real quick. Last, we did Darker Than Black, right? So, the episode before that, we did this, too, and I forgot to do it last episode. So, Darker or Black or Divergence Eve?
Oh, Darker Than Black.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hands down. And right now, we're doing Full Metal Panic versus Fantastic without watching them. Which do you think is better?
Full Metal Panic?
I guarantee it. Well, I guess we'll see next episode.
And then, Endride and Eden of the East.
Ooh,
obviously
Eden
of the East.
So. Yeah, Endride wasn't there.
Yeah, so I just wanted, we did that on C.
Yeah, we should probably remember to do that, because I like that.
Yeah, I like comparing them too, so.
Maybe we'll have a list, probably not, maybe we'll have a list.
I have the list written down, I just don't have it in front of me, and I keep forgetting to bring it up every episode, so.
Alright, well that was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this one I think is hands down, we know it's going to be better, even if it's not great.
I still have to watch it, I've never seen it.
I'm interested in what the good ones that we watched, we'll
see. I mean, like G, we're going to have Gossick, so we're going to pair that up.
I guess.
Because I actually liked it. You did.
Yeah. We'll see. All right, guys. Next episode.
Yep. Bye.